as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
The issue of growing up to spiritual maturity is a very, very critical issue as far as your spiritual destiny and even your physical destiny is concerned. You know, in Galatians, Paul explained to the Galatian church and he told them that a child, as long as he remains a child, is no different from a servant.
Now, Galatians 4, and Paul, actually, come on, say, say, akola koswa, abofra, neso bibe ya abofra, ewo radimuno, uti se obi suwa, oye afna, na wosum obi pepepe.
For you to be a child, it's like to be a slave or a servant.
Se oye akola no, uti se oye afna pepepe.
God doesn't want you to remain a spiritual baby or a spiritual child. Tell, announce to the one, my God doesn't want you to remain a spiritual baby. Change the version for me. Change the version and let's get something softer. Let me read this. That is why you must grow. Tell somebody you must grow. And I think you are growing. Do you know why I think you are growing? Because you still came back to church this morning. After last week's hot pepper, you still came back.
Congratulate the one by that, Charlie. You have done well. You are growing.
Now what you
acquired the flower and you because
as I was coming, I just told God, whatever go happen, go happen.
And I may bend now, I say, hey, and the ABC be on you.
If they won't come, let them stay at home.
And I said, I want you to tell me, I said, yes, you and the ABC be on
you. You know, someone came to talk to me on the stage and said, powerful word. But, Pastor, it's too hot.
People catch him and say, ah, I saw for what's in with the name of him, and so name was Shadodo.
He said, please calm down small. Calm down small.
So,
as I was going home, I was afraid you won't come back.
Because the one
who came to tell me was hot is somebody who is, you know, high up there, Kakra. So for him to say it was hot, then what will others also say?
So
clap for the one seated by you that you are growing up.
You are
doing better than Jesus's church members did to him. Jesus, after he preached that hot sermon that afternoon, he already gave them food. Though. They ate free food and they were happy. They said they would make him a king. Then they came for second service. He didn't share food. Second service, he preached hot. When he preached hot, all of them left him.
They didn't come back.
They all left him, and Jesus said, hey, so are you the 12 also going to leave me? You the shepherds, are you also going to go?
You the deacons and the deaconesses,
the elders, are you also going to leave me? So Jesus realized that the message has driven the people away. And then Peter said, Tofiakwa.
And Peter said, Debita.
Which church again are we going to? You are the one who has eternal life. You are teaching us
things that others are afraid to teach us. So we aren't going nowhere. Announce to somebody by you, Charlie, I'm not going anywhere. This is my church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands if you believe that. Amen. And as we are preparing to go to men's school, make sure you are a part of it.
Make sure
you don't stay behind. Make sure, Daddy, I'm going with you. Wherever you are going, I'm there. I'm your number one follower. I'm your number one follower, die hard follower. Wherever you are, if you are going into dungeon, I'm following you. How many of you love my preaching and my teaching? How many of you want to be where I will be? You want to be in the
branch
I am. I also love you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we have looked at spiritual maturity, and we have explained that it has to do with the holistic development of your being, spirit, soul, body, mentally, every other thing about you, growing, maturing into the image, the character, the fullness of Christ, where you get to the level where you behave, you interact, you look like Jesus.
And
like I was telling you before I was interrupted, Paul says that think of it this way. If a man dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. True or not true? Once your father dies, leaves you all the properties, the cars, the houses, the buildings, everything is in your name. But you are just 1.5 years old. You and the servants are the same. Until you grow up to become 18, for them to hand over the properties to you, they will show you what you should eat. True or not true? You can't say that today I feel like eating fried rice. No. The servant will feed you with what he thinks you should eat. You cannot drive the cars belonging to your father. Even though they are in your name, but you are too young, you are too young, you are a child, you cannot handle them. How many of you understand what I'm trying to say? You cannot enter to go and sleep on your father's your father's bedroom and hold the master keys. You cannot. You'll be in a baby court. That's your palace. You'll be in a baby court. That is your palace.
You cannot
enjoy the things that are in your name, because the whole problem is not because it's not for you. It's because you're a child. How many of you understand what I'm just saying right now? You understand what I'm saying?
That
no matter the blessings that God has for you, as long as you are a child, you cannot possess them. That is why a lot of people are in church. They are reading, God will bless you. They are hearing, God will prosper you. God will lift you up. God wants to give you a beautiful beautiful marriage, a beautiful future, but they are not seeing it because they are children. They can't handle it when God gives to them. That car will kill that child if you give it to the child at the wrong time. So to be a child is to be denied of your inheritance. And your blessings. So you must refuse to continue to be a child. Because the marriage you are praying about, when God gives it to you, that childish behavior you have will scatter it.
If you say awariye na wo peno, ebra awade de sa awariye ne be ma o, enkola su ne wo omunu, e be ma awariye na asegu, e be bo.
Your some nature and your fighting and your brawling and your quick temper, it will scatter it.
Sene wo bufuo ne sene wo ye onyama basa basa, wo ye onyama bia sa bia bi no, e betimi ama awariye na egu, e be firi won sa.
That kind of wealth that you are telling God, Lord, bless me, give me wealth, let me become like Dangote, whatever. Prayer that you are praying, are you sure you can handle that money? Are you sure you can handle that popularity that you are praying about? Where everywhere you get to, people are trying to take selfie with you. Are you sure you can handle it as a celebrity? The way you are praying that God should lift you up and you should become popular and a celebrity. Are you sure you can handle it?
You are
going to become proud. You will no longer have time for God. You will no longer have time for people. You start talking to people anyhow. Lord, make me big. Lord, make me. When God makes you big, how are you going to behave? You start sleeping with all the ladies on the street. Because now you have a car.
If they say, I know a car.
You have money.
Who is car?
You build mansions.
What is here dying?
Your childish behaviors. Your childish behavior will start showing. It's like an old man in pampers. Have you ever seen that picture before? An old man in pampers. Yeah, there's some in front of the shop there. Because you are still pooping like a child. You are still wee-weeing like a child. So some of you, when God blesses you in the spirit, you will be like an old man in pampers. You will still be disgracing God with your bad attitude. You still be causing problems with your bad attitude. Because you are not changing certain childish things.
If you say,
God is ready to hand over the properties to you. God is ready. God is ready to bless you. He said, I know the thoughts, the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are good thoughts, thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you an inheritance, to give you a future.
Wow.
But God is waiting for you. He's waiting for you like every father is waiting for their children to grow up before they
hand
over.
They are just
waiting for you to grow up before they can hand over. I know a young guy that just turned 18, either yesterday or 2 days ago, and his mother has already bought him a car. A latest car in town. His mother has already bought it. I know the mother, and the car is already parked in the house. But he was in secondary school. He just came back from secondary school.
Free secondary school by and so all
he's the only child. His mother has mansions, no sibling.
Oh no, he's going to inherit
before he turned 18, they have bought some wild car that have
answer the,
when he was writing wasi, the car was waiting.
May
God prosper you like that for your children.
You see that
some of you are like, it's possible. I said, may God prosper you like that for your own children. Your children are coming from school. You have built for them. You have bought a car for them. Like,
He's
now about to learn driving. He doesn't know how to drive because he's 18. He's below 18. It's just yesterday he became 18. So it's now that he has the right, according to the constitution of the country, to now drive. So he's now going to learn how to drive, but his latest car is waiting for him. Charlie, may God help you. Say, God, help me. Oh, help me. Help me. The boy is now 18, so he's now going to learn driving. You have driver's license about 16 years now. Bicycle, crowd venture. The driver's license at that hall, I aspire by 20 years. How many of you have driver's license? But you don't have a car. Somebody doesn't know how to drive, doesn't have a driver's license, but has a car. But the issue is that until he turns 18, he cannot drive it.
Now, as someone says, only if you do what you are, only me in Chica.
When going for classes and the mother is not there, he has to use Uber, he has to use Trotro, is he has to do anything to get there.
Baby, I'll go be an also offer car for flow. Only me in Fadia,
your father is richer than you look. Your father in heaven is richer than you are looking today.
They also tell us, and they say, oh, Papa, or what's wrong? Or no, what do you?
All he's waiting for to start showering you with those blessings he has put down for you is that you start maturing in your behavior, in the things you do, in your spiritual life. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. Say, I'm maturing. Say, I'm maturing. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I just said?
What did
you
make an answer?
So now let's look at the final stage. And you must get to that stage because of this scripture, Galatians 4:1. It says, as long as you are still a child, baby, child, you don't qualify for your blessings. So we must get to the stage 3.
I was saying,
which is the stage of adulthood. Make sure you are not sleeping. Which is the stage of what? Adulthood. Everybody write it down. The stage of adulthood. Maturity. Even in the stage of adulthood, we have so explained that a bit of DBH, do you understand? It's not absolute. You will keep growing until Jesus comes. So some of you have gotten to the state of maturity, but your maturity has not ended. You must continue growing. Even if physically you are 120 years old, you can still grow into Methuselah. So it is in the spirit. If you are even showing maturity as compared to someone, you still have more room for improvement. Say, more room for improvement. Say, more room for improvement. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13. The stage of adulthood. Ephesians 4 verse 30. Shakabara katalabaha. Reketeke breketeke brakatarabaha delebedebedebede. Red de brendo shakabara katakabareketeke brahadesh. Are you there? Mida balabala balabala balabala. Now let's all read one go. Let's read one go. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Oh, clap your two hands. I thought you enjoyed that. This version has made the work very simple. NLT. Is that so? This will continue. We'll keep growing. We'll keep growing till we come to such a unity in our faith where all of us, we believe in the same thing, we behave in the same way. Now we don't believe in the same thing, even though we are all called Christians. Some are saying that rapture will come before the Antichrist will come. Some are saying Antichrist will come before the rapture will come. We are not believing the same thing. Some believe in tithes, others don't believe in
tithes.
Some believe in Saturday worship. Some also believe in Sunday worship. Some believe that we should give to the poor. Others don't believe we should give to the poor. Some people believe that you can have dating without sex and marry. Some also say that there should be no dating. Once you are dating, it's wrong. Once you see the woman, pay her bride price then. No relationship. Just go to a house, no, then they marry her. No friendship. Some people believe that. Some believe that sex before marriage is no problem. Others believe it is a problem. It's bad.
This will continue
until we all come to such unity in our faith. May you get to that level.
I said, may you get to that level.
Where we all think and believe in the same thing, from pastor to congregation. It's not like pastor is somewhere and congregation is somewhere. No. And then what? And the knowledge of God's Son. Where we all come to know who Jesus is very well. That's the song they just sang. That we will be mature. This is the meaning of what maturity. He has just explained maturity to you. Unity of what? Knowledge and faith. That we will be matured. That we will be mature in the Lord. Measuring up to the full. See? So we are being compared to Christ. Not that your shepherd. Pastor is not your standard. Tell somebody, pastor is not your standard. Tell another sister about you that your friend next to you is not your standard. Shake someone. Stop copying people. Jesus is your standard. Say, Jesus is my standard. That is why you don't say that Akwesi did it so I can do it. No, he's not your standard. He's not your standard because he's in the church and before you came and you saw him wearing a certain dress, does not mean that that's the standard.
So the fact
that she's dressing in a way does not mean you should do so. The fact that he's behaving in a way. Amen.
Amen.
Tell the one by you are not my standard. Jesus is my standard. We are all fighting to look like Jesus, to dress like Jesus, to behave like Jesus. If that is a good word, clap your two hands. No, Sofu is not your standard. He's also trying to get there. So you need to try to get
there.
Measuring up to the full and the complete standard of Christ. Measure of Christ. Hallelujah. So this scripture makes us understand that there is a level called maturity where we look and behave like Jesus. I pray that the grace for maturity should fall upon you this morning.
Amen.
I am praying for you. You don't like my prayer. I said the grace for maturity should fall upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14. Hebrews 5 verse 14. Look at what the Bible says. It said, but solid food. Give me the NLT. Solid food. Let's all read it one go. Solid food. Ever say solid. Remember, the babies, they don't take solid. They take the milk. They don't take the solid. The solid will hurt them. They can't take it. That's why baby Christians, they don't take hard message. No. They will stop the church. They can't stand correction. Like to call them and say that you've done this, you've done that, is very wrong. That will be the end. They will never come back to you again. Like they want you to pamper them. Ah, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Don't worry. So, solid food. Everybody say solid food. Let's read it. One go. Solid food is for those who are mature. It's for which people? That means there is a category of people called what? That's adulthood. And one characteristic of them is that they eat solid food, strong food. The word of God is the food. Who through, read with me, one go. Who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Who through what? Come on, are you reading? Please be upstanding. It looks like you are sleeping. Because it looks like you don't get what you are reading. Today the Bible is preaching to you all. So I don't need to do a lot of talking. The Bible itself, this version is good.
And the Bible na niye kasa.
He says that what? Who through the mature people through what? Training. Everybody say training.
Training.
So mature people, they go through what? Training. That's why in this church, you see, I teach you like I'm training you. Get up. Sit down. Mature people, they have been trained. That's why we do camp meetings. I train people to know God. Just last month, we did a camp meeting. And then I did another camp meeting for the young people. I did another camp meeting, 2 days. Who through training have the skill to recognize, to discern between what? Right and wrong. Because they have been trained, they know how to differentiate between this is good, this is bad. Children don't know the difference. I one time saw a child who was busily eating blue. How many of you know blue? Those days when our parents when they are washing, they use blue. And he was just eating the blue and just like smearing it all over him, like he was a happy child. He was so excited. He doesn't know that what he's consuming can kill him. You see a child sitting in the sand and he's eating the sand like that. Have you seen any child eating sand? Then as soon as you see the child, you say, hey, stop it. Why? Because you have been trained to know the difference between good and bad, between harmful and harmless. I get what I'm saying.
If it's a
the child has not been trained. The child has not been trained. The child doesn't know that this one, there are some things inside called gems that can kill him or make him sick. Tell somebody, you are being trained. Tell him you are being trained. Tell him you are in this church to be trained. You are in this house to be trained. So don't find our training too tedious, okay? Our church is not like every church. Every church is different. This is our style of training. We train you. Being trained to distinguish between bad and wrong. From today, may you have the skill to distinguish bad from wrong, from good. To distinguish bad from good.
Amen.
May you have the skill, the maturity to discern between right and wrong.
Amen.
So that next time somebody presents alcohol to you, you will be able to discern. If somebody brings you alcohol, you can discern. The Bible says that give alcohol to one who is going to be destroyed. That's what the Bible said. Give alcohol to someone who is about to be destroyed. Say it in chief for me, my dear. Wow, you are still arguing.
And I want to warn them. Bible, I can't say me. What to warn? I want to oh, and
Bible said we should give alcohol to the one who is going to be destroyed.
So
you are still arguing.
Trainer can't warn them.
Alcohol is for the dying. Ask somebody. Are you ready to die?
And suddenly, there, the man on the wall, and I want to say, ooh, Anna.
I see, Nia, ooh, like, ooh, ooh. Ume, na, kaka, kra. It's it. So, a bush of four, and who's the old boy, Mokan, and we shall say, my alcohol. No wound them. So, in Bible days, alcohol is for the dying. Ask him again, are you ready to die? Are you preparing? Like, should I buy a coffin? So should I buy a coffin? Because they say I'm almost to do a funeral community. It is all about the wood and the seminar. Make sure I send pay for another can and see her. Make a deposit. I said about as here 2 months old. Maybe who saw the wood, Niger? Maybe a deposit. Say alcohol is for the dying.
Alcohol is for the dying.
Wine is for those that are in distress. Give me the King James. Oh, you have changed the version. I said, give me King James. We've gone back to another scripture. You are a suspect. Look for the gentleman behind that thing. He looks like Adiene Chino. Everybody read the King James. In case you say NLT, you don't believe in this new version that has come. A new version, they have watered down the word of God. You read it. One go. Oh yeah, are you perishing?
Oh Sayana.
Are you ready to perish?
Oh, Sayana.
Is it Pastor Prince preaching? Or saying it? No. Solomon. Obian Jin and Sin Solomon. Ewa Brabum. It is a Solomon after Nijo G Nano Mnube Kachina will say, Yadin Sadin Emania Obeseya. Udimi Uti Gana hide me your argument. Minisada Jeno. Move on. Ufie for Pewa Sewa near the Kruwa is Uyem. Ufie for Pewa Sewa. Gentleman, okuskua, nini dao, na ye di crew, ye di pot, is sin yim. Now when your appetite, that is how they will destroy you without knocking on your door.
A crew
up, just put a pot in your stomach, then they leave you to the pot. And that will be your end. Give strong drink to he who is perishing. I don't want to perish, so I don't belong to the strong drink people. I don't want to perish. Tell somebody, I don't want to perish. Sit down. I don't want to support the chair. Today, when I was coming, I had a meeting with myself that today I'm going to be very soft. I had a meeting. So Holy Spirit, stop leading me to trouble, please. This one is not in my notes, so I don't know how I ended up there. Please, I beg you, take me back to my Hebrews. I don't like trouble. Just take me back to my Hebrews. Let's keep the relationship. Let's keep the relationship. Let's just maintain the relationship. Amen. So solid food for those who are being trained. Okay, to be able to
discern.
To be able to discern between what is good and what is not good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So mature people are able to know the difference between good and evil. Do you now understand that? They don't argue about things. They know because they have been trained by the Bible. They have read. They had a good pastor who taught them the word of God. So they know. They will not argue about fornication. Is it good? It's not good. Solomon, the same man, he said, he that commits sexual sin does so because of one reason. Because of one reason. Who knows the reason? Solomon says that he that commits fornication or adultery or masturbation or pornography, anything sexual sin, he that commits sexual immorality or adultery or whatever, he does it because of one reason. What is the reason? Go to Proverbs. What is the reason why he does it? Some of you say that he does it because he doesn't have money. Now, the movies that have come, that's what they are teaching you. That ladies have to hustle to save their sick mother and their sick father. So when you watch all these up and coming movies, the storyline is a girl who had to do prostitution and then later met a good guy. And then he told his story. My mom was dying. And as my mom was dying, my uncle took our property. And then you'll be shedding tears. Then the man will say, oh no, don't cry. Cry. That means that, you know, you have justified why you did it. It's okay. You could practice prostitution. I will not judge you, okay? I'll not judge you. Tell somebody I'll not judge you, okay? Okay. I'll not judge you. The armed robber too will come. To say, you don't know. I have PhD. This economy we are in. I've searched for a job.
What's the armed robber and swap?
It's who you know. I've struggled. Do you know how I've struggled? My father died when I was 5 years old. I struggled to go to school. Nobody helped me. No uncle. I went to the church. The church didn't support me. Everybody turned their backs on me. My pastor said there's no money. That's how come I ended up on the street. I have to hustle. I would say hustle.
I was saying, prayer.
You know, so it's just people who like me. They love me. And they decide to help me. Then you listen to how touching the story is. This is just a victim of life.
It is
okay that he pulled a gun and killed somebody's father and took money. It was okay. Because he lost his father and then, you know, he struggled. Nobody helped him. It's okay. It's okay. You are looking for a job. Nobody wants to give you a job and say that unless you sleep with me. And you have gone to 16 company. Now you are tired. You are hungry. Pastor doesn't give you money. Nobody is supporting. I understand.
Na sani ya wuka se ena nu obi amuame mi papa u mame muame weti ne mame kobo edwaman no sanso pepepe ena do tamtuo no nsoso ono so ofa o hawo ani amane ani atitim no nso tamtuo ena odi bo obi papa ku no no tam na japade sa
am I teaching?
Me chrechra na.
No, am I speaking to the air or there's something you are getting for what I'm saying?
Me ne wuka sa ana se me ne mframa na eka.
Don't we all try to justify what we do?
Eti bibi bia ye ye bia sanku obi a wodi enti a woye biribi.
We all try to justify. The hookup girl will justify. The armed robber will justify. The gangster will justify. Everybody, go and ask people who are smoking or they will justify.
You
meet a guy who is sleeping with every lady and he doesn't want to marry. He will justify that one good girl, like he tried to marry a certain investment and the guy broke his heart.
And so was one worry. Adaya was say about you a bitch, you know, broken heart to be on the man on the world. So, and if you are not worried,
so he doesn't believe in love, doesn't exist.
It will not be or does some crowd the young fan to baby cry on for home.
He will just sleep with everybody.
It will not be a BPO, but he will be on any better
justification.
Please ask
the one by you, what is your reason? Look at what Solomon says. Everybody read with me one go. I've not started my note too. These are things the Holy Spirit is just breaking up. It looks like they are sniper bullets. They are going far. Pop, pop, pop like that. But I don't know. But in the spirit, it looks like some people are getting something. My wife, should I stop? I should continue. My wife said one bullet has not located her, so I can continue. The moment one locates, you tell me, I'll stop. Because I don't want problem in my house. Proverbs 6:32. What did the Bible say? Everybody read with me one go. But the man who commits adultery is an utter fool, for he destroys himself. He has broken it down too much. You give me the King James or New King James. Good. This is what I'm looking for. This way you understand me better. One go. Whoever commits adultery or sexual sin with a woman lacks
understanding.
Lacks
understanding.
So what is the main reason why anybody will indulge in immorality? Lacks what?
Understanding.
And which group of people, which stage lacks understanding? Babies and children. They lack understanding. They don't know what they are doing is going to destroy them. And Solomon said, why? He, please read with me. Don't say pastor said. Read, one go. He who does so destroys his own
soul.
He destroys pastor's soul. He destroys his boyfriend who has broken up with him, and so he's now sleeping with everybody. He destroys that person's soul.
No.
So what you are doing is destroying you, but you don't know. You're only following the feelings.
You're
only following the feeling, the pleasure. The pleasure you will get.
So nice.
It's like something's happening to you. It's like something's happening to you. It's like you can't sleep. Sleepless nights. You turn to the left, then you turn to the right, then you check the phone, then you WhatsApp small, then you're smiling. That is so nice. It's so nice. I'm in love. How many of you have been in love before?
And yeah, my toe dumb.
Wow. It's a nice feeling. Is it not a nice feeling? Is it not a nice feeling? In love is a nice feeling. That's why you'll be reading science or mathematics before you realize you are rather writing the name of the girl in your book. You are forgotten you are reading. Say, pastor, you are there. You are there. I have certain books. I don't know where I can find them. But if you should find those books, now you see name of certain girls in the book. Yes. Meanwhile, my mother sent me to school that I should go and learn maths and science. But I saw somebody I was beginning to like. By the time I'm reading, I'm writing the name. Then I'm drawing. I'm using the letters to draw car, to draw something. They said you'll be drawing love in your book. So it's nice to be in love. It feels whoosh. The children, I had a camp with you. I told you a lot of stories, isn't it? Yeah. I told you a lot of my stories.
You
know what to do and what not
to do.
So listen to me. He who commits all these bad things, they don't do it because they are not privileged. Stop giving those kind of excuses. You are just pampering yourself in sin. You are not doing it because nobody helped you. You are not doing it because nobody was there to assist you. You are not doing it. Stop pampering yourself. You are doing it because you lack understanding. What you are doing has future repercussions. It has consequences. That today, it will put food on your table, but tomorrow, you pay it with a dear price. You lack understanding. You are a child. You lack understanding. This thing is poison. This thing is to destroy my future. Bible says that do not be like the fornicator Esau. Look at how Hebrews called him. Don't be like the fornicator. Or the, go go to the New Testament and fetch it for me. He said, do not be like the fornicator Esau, who for a morsel of bread, for one blow of bread, he sold his birthright. He said, take it, take the blessing. I'm hungry today. You are talking about blessing. If I die, who will take the blessing? Take it, take it, take it, and give me the food.
The man for bit say Esau, send you on what Otimi, a brother kitu ebinti or torn a penny.
Oh, Jesus. Everybody read it. How many have sold their destinies? How many young people? Today, they are old men. God originally made them directors of companies. But today, they are beggars. Some program certain women to be international women. But today, they are just in local corners. God
programmed.
May I not sell my destiny? May I not trade my destiny? May I not trade my future? May I not trade the glories of my ministry for pleasure today? Some of you are trading. Hey, the way God would have blessed you with money, like the way God would like some of you were supposed to be tycoons. Originally, you were supposed to be great men. But today, see, you are becoming beggars. The reason is because you sold it for 5 minutes of pornography addiction. Sold it. You sold it for one fornication. You sold it for fornication with Stephen. You sold it. You sold it on the bed of Rita. Just did it. Lest there be any fornicator. Bible compared Esau to what? A fornicator. Anybody involved with the things I'm talking about?
Bible, the Esau,
I've not read my note. Oh, I've not read my note. This is the Holy Spirit talking, so take it like that. Otherwise, give me NLT. Oh, Barakatash. Make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau. You remember the story of Esau, isn't it? But you never saw it as an example of an immoral person. That's the behavior of an immoral person. Self-gratification today is all what you think about. Today I'm hungry. He's the one who takes care of me, my mother, my family, since our father died. Oh yeah. It's all about today. He's paying my school fees. It's all about today. It's all about today. I have a feeling that I want to satisfy. It's all about, I like him. I like it. I can't stop it, Pastor. I can't. It's all about today. But Paul said that make sure that you are not a fornicator like Esau. What did Esau do? Esau said, I'm hungry, my brother. And his brother said, if you are hungry, then I can only give you food if you transfer your future for me. Give me your blessing, your future, your destiny. Give it to
me.
And then you know what Esau said? Esau said, oh, I am hungry. You are talking about future.
That's
how immoral people think today. But from today you are maturing. I said from today you are maturing. Because the children don't know timing. They don't know self-control. I've taught you already. They don't know deferring pleasure. From today you are maturing.
And
Bible says that who traded his birthright at ask the firstborn son for a single meal, yokegari, beans. Bible calls it lentil, red stew, red stew. Everybody say red stew. How many of you here like red stew? You like things that are red, like red stew. You like red stew. You are dying because of red stew. Wow. You can't resist her lipo lipo. The red lipstick. You can't resist her dimples. Pastor, ne dimples na ne kume. Osri anase bibi yemi. Okay. Pastor, me dear, oba na nentu o na nentu. Se meni bola nentu sa alamaji askata. I'm telling you the confessions of young men.
Me catch you and some amatiti ewo masum.
A disabu me dear me mami huna nentu o me huna nentu di asabu. Trousers. That will be you learn to pay. You are down for. Make sure that no one is immoral. He gave rescue. He gave his birthright. And what happened? Now when he grew up, later in the future, what happened to him? You know that afterwards, tell somebody there is always an afterwards. Come on, I'm speaking. Tell him there is always an afterwards. You'll be satisfied today, but remember the afterwards. You'll be happy today, but remember the afterwards. He'll pay your school fees today, but remember the afterwards. He'll open that saloon shop and buy you hair dryer and buy you whatever, but remember tomorrow. Tell somebody, remember afterwards. There's always an afterwards. Esau thought, oh, I've eaten it. That's all.
My chicken.
Bible says that you know that afterwards, when he wanted his father's blessing, he was rejected. It was too late for him. It was too late. May it not be too late for you. Because originally, some of you, God has planned that when you are 30 years old, you should have met a certain business owner. He would have linked you up. You will start traveling in and out. You'll be shipping things. And by that, by the time you are 40, you'll be a business tycoon traveling all over the world. But as you are 21, the devil is packaging rescue in front of you. Girls are chasing you. And you feel like, yeah. Fresh boy. Fresh boy, a nice girl, chasing me. Chasing me. Everybody is asking for my number. Everybody is looking for me. They are in my DM. They are troubling me. Tell somebody there is an afterwards. They are after your future.
I
look like a comic character. I'm just making you laugh. But you see, the way Esau was crying, some of you, you're 45, you'll be crying.
You'll be crying
because you now look at your mates and how your mates have become managers, and you are in blue kiosks with green bottles. And you look at your face and how alcohol has drawn you, then you come and argue with me. Come and argue with me.
Today
you are okay. Using all your money for betting. Betting every day you are at it. And you are arguing with me.
You lack
understanding. By the time you are 40 years, when you check where your mates have gotten to and you see where you are, then you will know that you were following rescue.
You were a child.
Some So God, I'm still not married. Why will you be married when somebody's father was taking care of you? Somebody's husband was the one schooling you, and you were sleeping with them and coming to church to come and present a nice face.
And so Ebrana wuni obi kunu wuni obi papa bi na ehwe woni ne twempna no sabra ne de wanhunu.
For the graduate you will become, but for that future God has for you, there's a question mark on it.
And Bible
says he wept. He wept. See, that's when they grow up and they come to the altar. Oh Lord, remember me. And the Lord said, What do I remember? Have you forgotten that when you were 15 years, you sold it? Have you forgotten that when you were 18 years, you sold it? Have you forgotten that when you were 20 years, you sold it? Have you forgotten, oh Esau? Have you forgotten? What are you weeping for? Have you forgotten, oh Esau? You sold it in the kitchen. You sold it in the lecture hall. You sold it in the bathroom. You sold it on the street. You sold it behind that computer. You sold it among your friends. You sold it on that bed. Yes, you came out. Nobody saw you. You tiptoed. 3 o'clock, you were leaving a boy's house to arrive in your house. Nobody saw you. But heaven recorded it. Oh, Esau. His mother was not there. His father was not there. But heaven recorded it. What happened in the kitchen? What happened in the kitchen? What happened in the kitchen? I'm sorry to disappoint you this morning, but I'm just a vessel of God. I can't say what God has not said. I'm only saying what God says I should say. I'm only saying. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but this is what God says I should tell you. This is what God says I should tell you. That you have a future ahead of you. It is not only parties that God has a future for. God has a future for businessmen, for businesswomen, for professionals, for great lawyers, for earth-shaking engineers. People who are going to be great in different industries, like the next Dangote, like the next billionaire. All of them, God has them among believers. But the issue is that we are trading tomorrow for today.
I refuse to be an Esau.
Come on, pray. All you still don't understand what I'm saying. Open your mouth and pray. The mistakes of today that will cost me tomorrow. Lord, have mercy upon me. Open down my eyes and help me to overcome them. Open down my eyes, Lord. Rakata kabara katelebe. Yada da bara kata kabara katelebe. Yada da 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 bara katelebe.
You are glorious, so glorious in your place. Rada da 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 parakata kabaragada kabaragada da 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 da. You are glorious, so glorious in your place. Da 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 barakata kabarakata gada gada. You are glorious.
Shaka barakata.
So glorious.
Oh Jesus. Shaka barakata kabarakata.
Yahweh, oh, you are glorious.
Save us, Lord. Barakata kabarakata kebrakata kaba. Every victim, save us, save our tomorrow, save our businesses, save our ministries, save our destinies, save our academic exploit, save our beautiful future, save our glorious destinies. Oh Father, the afterwards, shakabarakata. Somebody, you are praying. Somebody, you are crying to God. Remember your past. Remember the things you have traded. And cry to the God of Jacob. Cry to the God of Jacob. You can pray. You can ask for mercy. You can pray. Are you praying? The Lord has spoken to you. It is time to talk back to God. Say, have mercy. That is why Jesus died. Have mercy. That is why Jesus died. Have mercy. Have mercy upon my past. Have mercy upon my present. Shakada kabarakade.
You are. You are glorious, so glorious in your blood. You are glorious. You are glorious.
Oh Lord, please, for the sake of the blood of Jesus, may I not be a shadow of my original destiny. Please, Lord, I'm giving somebody a prayer point. Henceforth, pray. By the mercies of the blood of Jesus, may I not have a pseudo destiny, a look-alike destiny. I need my original glory. I need my original destiny. May I not walk in my shadow. I'm supposed to be greater than I am. I'm supposed to be more glorious than I am. The future is supposed to be more better than it is. So you are praying that, Father, may I not be a shadow of myself. Irade, mem mami second choice instead of first choice. Ewo ma bra bomo. Nyawo sise ma me na mami eno a hume mobo. Na mami eno a pray. Come on, pray.
Oba, oba. Woba, woba, your kingdom is forever. Woba, 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 your kingdom reigns forever. Woba.
Are you praying that prayer? May you not be a shadow of yourself. May you not leave a shadow of your original destiny because of the things you did, because of the transactions that happened in the past. Father, spare me. You can rise to your feet and pray that prayer. May I not receive a look-alike, a shadow of my destiny. I need the original. I need the original. The original glory. Your original glory, your original glory, your original ministry, your original job, your original. Shaka barakata.
Oh, Abba.
rakata kaba rakata kaba rakata 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 kaba rakata kaba rakata rakata kaba 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 never be tempered with. May your destiny never be tempered with. May your original glory never be tempered with.
Are you praying that what happened to Esau will not happen to you? That Lord, irrespective of the mistakes of my past, let the blood of Jesus speak for me. May my glory not be tempted with. May my original sign, my original sign, may it not reduce. At all, don't let it change. Don't let it reduce. Don't let the intensity of my shine be compromised. That is where you were supposed to be an international pastor, but you ended up as a local pastor. The reason is because you transacted businesses behind you. You destroyed it. That's why you are supposed to be an internationally acclaimed businessman. Your business has affected all nations, but you end up just in one corner, still doing business, but your original destiny has been tempered with. Are you getting what I'm saying? Lift up your two hands and say to the Lord, Father, have mercy upon me. Don't allow my destiny to be tempered with my ministry, my shine, because of the mistakes of my past. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Open your mouth and talk to God. Open your mouth and talk to God. Open your mouth and talk to God. And those of you who are young, be careful. Be careful. You have a better opportunity than us. Those of you who are young, be careful. You may not need to pray this prayer because you are yet to get there. But if you are old, then pray that prayer. Barakata. Thank you, Father, for you are merciful God. I don't know why you spoke these words to us. But what I know is that you are in charge of the service. Not what I plan, but what you want to say. Beginning from me to the last hearer, look through our life, Lord. Every original glory, shine, destiny that we have transacted in immorality, in mistakes, in deviant behaviors, whatever, I pray for mercy for us, that Lord, you will help us. You will help us and restore us by the blood of Jesus, which is more potent than any sin. Have mercy upon us. Don't let us lose out like Esau in our old age. The time we now need the anointing, we can't find it. The time we are now looking for a husband, we can't find it. The time we are now looking for a visa, we can't find it. The time that we are now looking for that destiny, we seem to be struggling with it. Lord, have mercy. And let something be restored, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Can I hear an amen? Yeah. Clap your two hands. Take back your seat. Now write these things down as I close you. In 5 minutes, write these things down. I have a calendar, I have to meet it. Number one, right.
These are signs of adulthood.
Love
for the solid word of God. They love hard messages. Wow, teachings. They love Bible study and teaching of the word. They are not after miracle, no. It's a sign of spiritual maturity. There are the people only go to church for miracles. Those are babies. The people who go to church because they want to hear the word of God. They are maturing. No matter how hard the word is. They don't say the word is for somebody. They say, as for this one here, is for me. Always. Always when they meet you, they say, Daddy, today's teaching here wore me rough. They accept responsibility. They know that this word is for me. It's not for somebody. Those are people that are growing and maturing. May you be a lover of the word of God. Number two, skillful in the word of righteousness. They are skillful in the word of God. They
are.
What does it mean to be skillful? They are all from the scriptures I've read, though. Solid food is for those, Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to discern. So they have the skill. They are skillful in the word of righteousness. So what is being skillful in the word of righteousness? It means that you are able to interpret scripture rightly.
They have the
and they are able to apply scriptures accurately. You know that a lot of people take the scripture and they use it badly. They use it to justify a bad thing. Somebody can say that give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
And
give to God what belongs to God. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So they apply give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So that they can do what others are doing, because if I don't drink some, I say maybe ye or mama. They apply, give to Caesar.
Not just one day, what could be a year sin quite there? That time, Caesar time. I was a Caesar.
Do you belong to Caesar? If you are here, you belong to Caesar. Lift up your hand.
We are Caesar, dear.
So you can't give yourself to alcohol. You don't belong to Caesar.
Who
do you belong to? So give yourself to God. Don't give yourself to alcohol.
You don't belong to alcohol.
Tell somebody, don't misapply the word of God. Don't misapply the word of God. So the skillful people, they are able to interpret, they are able to apply accurately. And then they begin to teach and preach others in a skillful way.
Yeah.
They are skillful in the word, so they are now able to teach others.
They
start shepherding other people. They start teaching others the word of God. Because they are becoming skillful. They have been trained. So they are becoming skillful in the word of righteousness. Every believer must develop until he's able to preach and teach other
people.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul says that as at the time that you were supposed to be teachers, you still need someone to teach you.
And Paul can say, A
lot of you here, the level you have gotten to, God was expecting you to be carrying 20 people behind you, that you are their cell leader, you are teaching them. It's a lot of you. But you see that because of your spiritual childishness, we are still trying to help you. Oh, please come to church, okay? Oh, don't stay home. Oh, don't mind the weather. We are still helping you do your quiet time. By this time, you are supposed to be teaching and pastoring.
Hebrews 5:12.
But when for the time you ought to be teachers, you still need someone to teach you again. The first principles of the oracles of God. And have become as people who need milk, not of strong meat. You have become like people who need milk. Instead of you now leading a cell, we are now leading you. Instead of you now being a pastor, you are still a shepherd. You are still a member.
Obi anka baby anka wadrun pempenso wo da sa obi ano enso wo yegusu a ye cheche odane da
nna. You are not moving forward to become senior in the because you are still demonstrating anger, offense, immorality. Certain things are still pulling you.
Wo de dane de say kra embre nna no wo de abufuo asem enema hu hia enema ni sa wo ye e na wo ye umpese obenyini e wa urade mu.
May you grow up. I said, may you grow up. And then finally, esteeming earthly things lightly. Number three, esteeming earthly things lightly. People who are adults or matured, they esteem the things of this world lightly as compared to the things of God.
Now, obi awenyi ni ewe urade mu nso ohu en ewiasia adie se eya afefe de
Hebrews 11:24. I'm closing. Hebrews 11:24-26. Let's all read it. Shall we rise up as we are closing? Let's all read it. Hebrews 11:24-26. Now I want you to read from verse 24 to 26 with me as I close with you. One, go. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Change the version for me. One, go. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, may you also grow up spiritually. When he grew up, people who grow up, they have one characteristic. That's what you're about to see. When he grew up, what did he do? Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Go on. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasure of sin. And finish it. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to a great reward. How many of you here are looking ahead to a great reward with God? Great reward. Me, I'm expecting it. I have followed the Lord since I was 10 years old. I'm just waiting for the day I'll see Jesus. And all this, my pain, and this, my troubles will come to an end. Just waiting for the day I'll see Jesus. And all these things will end. And it all will be over. Yeah. Bible says, listen, everybody. Moses, when he matured, the first thing he did was to dissociate himself from Pharaoh's daughter. When he was little, do you know Pharaoh in those days? Pharaoh in those days would be like the ruler of then world. He was the emperor. The ruler. It's like in Ghana. How can you say, I don't want to be the son of President Mahama? Everybody will want to be the son or daughter of President Mahama whilst he's in power. True or not true? Won't you like to be the son of Otunfo? Yes. You will love to, isn't it? Yeah. like Miyoti Koko. Even those of you who don't know, you are just from Ashanti, you still say Miyoti Koko Sunana. When you don't even know the door, the way to the palace, you don't even know that you are just an Ashanti, you still brag. Miyoti Koko Sunana.
Prekope.
Yeah, like you, like this, Miyoti Koko Sunana. But maybe you have never gotten close to him or even had the opportunity to shake his hands. But you take pride in being associated with him, isn't it? Everybody wants to take pride in being associated with a great person. Unless you are pretending.
But
if you know a great person, you want to be associated. But when Moses grew up, he separated himself from Pharaoh. Something that everybody wants to have. You are saying no. People matured in Christ. They don't take pride in earthly things. Some of you find it prideful. Yeah, I'm dating so so and so. I'm dating so so and so. Like that's what you cherish. I work for so so and so. Did you know who I work for? I work for so so. Because of that, you don't have anything to do with church.
You're
associating with the things of the world is more important to you than associating with God. But when he grew up and he became mature, he said, no, I rather be part of the children of God than to be part of the children of the world. Some of you, let me shock you. Please hold on for me. Some of you, you secretly envy the people in the world and wish you are living the life they are living. Some of you, I'm telling you. Some of you wish that you are like Shatawale. Some of you wish that you are like Stone Boy. Some of you wish that you are that celebrity. Some of you wish like you are. When you see your friends with their boyfriends and their hot mini skirt and all their whatever, you wish you were doing some.
It's like,
unfortunately, God has saved you too early. One day, one boy in the church, when I was teaching young people, the boy told me that, oh, daddy, and they said, come, I born again, tem do do. Yeah, I become born again too early. I should also wait and grow up, because I was sharing the story of Bishop Ajinasari, how he was smoking, he was doing this, he was doing that when he was young. When he grew up, God had mercy on him and changed him, and look at him all over the world. Then this boy, he's right here. he told me, I'm sure he has even forgotten. He told me that, oh, then daddy. My born again. So there are certain testimonies that we can't share. Do you understand? Because some people rather use it for a bad thing. But to that boy, I become saved too early. I said, I'm to meet you for 30 years. How many of you are saying, God should wait for me some more? If you can save at 30, why do you save me at 12? You secretly want, you are like the prodigal son. You want to live the life you see on social media. You want to be like your friends who don't go for SU, who are dating entertainment prefect. You are happy that you two, like, you be a girlfriend to the entertainment prefect. You pride yourself with the things in the world. The Bible says that when you mature, you will consider everything in the world as trash. Paul said that I consider all these things as what? Dung. You know dung? Excuse me, the physis. I consider it as physis as compared to me getting Christ. Paul says that he considered his degree, he considered his master's, his PhD, he considered all those things he had. Do you have a beautiful girlfriend like I have? Do you have a handsome guy like I have? That's your problem. You to your boyfriend has come to park a car in your house.
Now my boy cried there.
You don't care whether he's a Christian or not. When Moses became of age, he separated himself from the things of the world. From today, may you separate from the things of the world. I said, may you separate from the things of the world. Your amen is not coming. I said, may you separate from the things of the world. May you rather pride that you are a child of God. Amen. You are part of the things of God. You are part of the church. You are part of those going to heaven. That you know Jesus. Don't secret wish that, oh, some people are drinking alcohol. Hey, Charlie, this is the master sound. Now, can you hear it and get small? Is this something we brag about? Say, see, I'm in my sister and Cassania. Who are you there? It can be made town square. You are in church, but you still pride yourself in how you can bet and win. Like, you still pride yourself. When Moses became of age, he considered the things of the world nothing. Everybody say nothing. Say it is nothing. I don't want it anymore. The girls, the money, the all the nice things in the world. The mini skirts and all the bad things. I don't want it anymore. How many of you don't want it anymore? Oh, you can't even lift up your hand. Pastor, you don't know what you are talking about. That's spiritual maturity. That's spiritual maturity. Moses could have fought to become the Pharaoh because he was the firstborn from that order for the woman by adoption. So he could have been, but he said no to the throne. Rather, the Bible says that he chose to suffer with the children of God. Instead of going to become a Pharaoh, he chose to suffer with the children of God. You don't want to suffer for
church.
Mature people are ready to suffer because of the church. Mature people are ready to suffer because of Jesus. They can drop out of school. They can spend all their money. Because of Jesus, they will not shake. They are the mature people. You can say you not pay their school fees again, they will still serve God. You can say you not give them food, they will still serve God. You can persecute them, they are ready to suffer with God instead of pitching camp with the world so that they will be sponsored, pampered, and given everything. Which one are you? Are you matured or you a child? Lift up your two hands. Pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. Help me to mature. Help me to increase. Help me to grow. Help me to mature. Help me to increase. Help me to grow. Help me to mature. Help me to increase. Help me to grow. In the name of Jesus. 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 I receive the grace to know Jesus. I receive the grace to grow in the image of Jesus. I receive the grace. From today, I will esteem the things of the world lightly. From today, I will esteem the things of the world lightly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help me to grow. I receive the grace to increase, to mature, to grow. In the name of Jesus. I receive the grace. In the name of Jesus. I receive the grace. In the name of Jesus. To grow, to increase. In Jesus.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ,
kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.